This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 8:36 on this Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, live on location at Feeding Northeast Florida and the J. Wayne and Dolores Barr Weaver campus. Brand new. I mean, we're still like finding new nooks and crannies to this huge warehouse. Kind of has that new smell, if you will, to like a car or a new home or something like that, and probably still even unpacking boxes. And the reason why we're here is a week before Thanksgiving, we kind of thought, you know, it would be impactful to try to illuminate some of the good that's happening in our community and also maybe try to, at this time of the year, we feel generous, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're okay. We're financially okay. We know where our next meal is coming from. But there are about 270,000 people in this region who don't know where their next meal may be coming from, who are food insecure. And not only in June did they open up this huge new warehouse, 110,000 square feet, but there's also a pretty awesome campaign that's underway now, and we're partnering with Feeding Northeast Florida. So if you make a $30 donation right now, that will feed a family of four an entire Thanksgiving meal, the turkey, all the fixings. And we've made it really easy for you. Just go to our story. It's the top story at WOKV.com and in the WOKV app. And we've already fed well over like 35, 37 families already. And we're only at 8:37. We'll keep that open through the day, and that'll be open for you throughout the day as well. But this facility is open to the community to volunteer time, talent, and treasure. And Susan King, who's the CEO of Feeding Northeast Florida, is with us. First of all, thank you for having us today. This means a lot.
Oh, my gosh. We're thrilled to have you all here.
We're very happy to be here. And I was amazed when we walked in here at how clean and new and fresh and vibrant this building felt, even at 5 in the morning.
And that's pretty good. Also, it's a 1950 building that we renovated, so it has new life, completely, you know, redone, renovated, and just a perfect home for the work that we do.
How does it enhance the work that you've been doing for so many years in our community already, Susan?
Well, the ability to store food, to move more food quickly through a warehouse, a highly efficient warehouse, is tremendous. That's what we are. The heart of our work is logistics, distribution, warehousing. I mean, we're trucks and drivers and warehouse space. And we are about getting food from where it is to where it needs to be, to the tables of families in need. So this affords us a great opportunity to do that. But it also gives us meeting space for community members to invite people into our home, to share this as a community asset, which we're so excited about. We've hosted some groups as large as Leadership Jacks did their poverty simulation day here recently, had about 80 people. And just to be able to share this space with the community is wonderful. You know, hunger is everywhere, and it's a basic need for all of us.
I've been asking people, do you know someone food insecure? And, you know, even Ophelia just said, I don't, but then again, I don't know that I don't know someone who isn't food insecure. My neighbor might be food insecure. How do you all define that?
You know, it's difficult to define, but there's levels of food insecurity that go from people who miss multiple meals a day or a week to people who occasionally have to make those hard decisions about where the resources are going to go, and so they skip meals. It might be the mom, the single mom, who doesn't eat dinner until there's something left over after she feeds her children. You know, these are working families that we're supporting, and they're families who hit speed bumps often, that you just can't stretch a paycheck when that car needs a big repair, or when somebody misses work and doesn't get paid for those days. And so we as a food bank want to be there for all of those instances so that you smooth out the bumps in the road. Sometimes people need it for assistance for longer. Sometimes it's for a short period of time.
What I always find that we talk about in our annual Carathon to benefit the Child Cancer Fund is a donation can make things easier. Sounds very similar, that a donation of $30 can make things easier, but even more than that, because that $30 will feed a family of four a Thanksgiving meal, it's going to make a memory for that family. So you're not only making it easier, but you're also making a lasting memory for that family.
You know, we really invest a lot of time and energy and resources into Thanksgiving because we believe just that the opportunity to bring a family together around a table is just extraordinarily important. And it makes those bumps kind of smooth out too, in that, you know, you feel like everybody else. It's a dignified way to gather. And so we just want to make that available to everybody. We're doing about 5,000 turkey full meals to families in our service area this year. And the support of projects like what you're doing here is going to help us do even more. So, you know, thank you all for helping us spread the word and for doing this good work.
Well, now it's going to take you in the car or wherever you may be listening now. If you want to make that $30 donation, you'll feed an entire family of four. We've had people who have donated $60 and $90 to continue to duplicate that. I'd love to see that we can feed 10,000, not just the 5,000, because we can make it bigger by growing our collective giving heart here in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida. Head to WOKV.com, open up our app, and you can make that secure online donation. Susan, I know it's a busy time. You all call this your Super Bowl, meaning all hands on deck. Everyone is here, and this facility is going to get cranking in the next half hour with the team from Morgan & Morgan, right?
Yes, they will. There'll be lots of loud music and lots of fun and lots of really full hearts doing great work.
Well, we thank you for having us here, and welcome home. What a great facility this is here.